Some local music there from JC Clegg, Hurricane, and Loiso before that, giving a little kindness. And right now, on your local station, Thursday morning, if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning, and I'm going to introduce you to a local talent that I really think you should check out, particularly if you are a fan of creativity, of local handcrafted design, because my next guest is a real master of his craft. He's based right here in Ballito, in fact. And if you have recently paid a visit to the BBS Mica Nursery at the Lifestyle Center in Ballito, you probably will have come across the man who they call the Bead Man, Caesar Beads. And he's in the house with me this morning. Caesar Kadango is the man with the creative eye and the talented hands. And he's brought some of his beaded creations into the studio with him this morning on a Thursday. Caesar, it's great to have you on Radio Life and Style, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Leo.
Man, we've been having a chat off air. I've been just learning a little bit about your story and about your craft and your art. And for the last sort of 2 years, you've been building a reputation as the man to go to for exquisite hand-crafted, hand-created bead and wire artworks. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And the reputation has spread far and wide. In fact, we've recently been looking at getting some custom-made Radio Life and Style like keyring things, and you've already got one.
Yeah,
checking it out, man, it's so cool. And this is just one of the creative offerings that you bring to life. We were just getting a little bit of the history, and you were telling me now this is a craft that you've been honing and working at since you were like how old?
Yeah, when I was 19.
And we don't want to give too much of the game away, but it's been many years since then.
Yes, it's been a long time.
So your skill and your craft, you can see this is something that has been sharpened over many years, and to the point now where people can come to you with pretty much any idea in their mind, and you can turn it into an artistic reality. What are some of the more difficult requests or commissions that you've been challenged with from some of your clients recently?
I've got so many challenges which have been coming through for a long time, but it makes me happy because that's when it makes me grow.
You have to stretch to really try and figure out how am I going to make that thing a reality.
Yeah, it's true. So
you got one creation on the table here. It's a big one. It's this is a monkey holding a pumpkin, and like all of the detail, the coat that you've created with all of this the beads looped to create a kind of a fur for this monkey, the shades and the colors and the three-dimensional form, and the really cool golden pumpkin that he's holding. Was this one that was inspired by a client asking you for a particular thing?
Yes, it first comes with a customer, but later I saw it. There was a outbreak of monkeys here in Ballito. That's when I inspired a lot. But some people, they come said make monkeys, but when I make monkeys, someone came say no, I don't want like monkeys. But when I heard people must save monkeys, that's when I get more inspired, saying, but I make monkeys.
Yeah.
Why can't I show them that I can make more monkeys? Then one or two people can support me saying, save monkeys. Also.
There you go.
Yeah.
So right now, this is something that's in the spotlight, as you say. It's in the headspace. But you've also built a reputation for being a man who creates ocean life. Your fishes, and you were talking about like what colors, what beads are the most dominant. You were saying the blues for you, because when you're making animals and creatures of the sea, those tones, those blue beads really get into the mix, huh?
Yeah, that's what starts with the challenges. Because when people starting to say, "Caesar, I need a dorado," I didn't know a dorado, I didn't know swordfish, I didn't know wahoo, I didn't know all those type of five game fishes, I didn't know.
Yeah.
But when customers started to say, can you make me fish? Those were the fishermen. I started to go down deep, seeing the fishes, trying to see some of the videos, catching the fishes, just trying to come closer, because I know it will be hard for me to go to the sea and see the fishes. But I watch the videos, and one of my friends who does the skateboard at the beach,
yeah,
he once upon invited me for a fish. It was a fish competition.
Yeah.
So that's when I really come closer to the fish and come closer to the fishermen.
Too. Okay.
So it was a big inspire for me, because I always tell my customer, I'm like a fisherman. Whatever I do, whatever I catch, I appreciate it. So it really inspires me. So whatever I do, fishes, I'm so happy.
That's amazing. So and now you've got, like, if I want to ask you for a Dorado now you can do it.
Yes, I can do it. I can do it.
And that's you do your research. That's the cool thing. And obviously, this is all handcrafted. You know, it's not made by a machine. Which means every single artwork is going to be unique. It's going to have its own special quality and flavor. And I love that. I mean, you know, when even if two people buy a Dorado, my Dorado is going to be a little bit different from your Dorado. Yes. And that's a special thing. That's what makes it art, really. But you are open to clients coming to you with a specific request, with whether it's a big wire creation or a little thing like a keyring, and maybe the company wants to do for Christmas gifts, for example, for their clients, they want to order a whole bunch of keyrings from you with a particular design. You can do that kind of thing, right?
Yes, I can do that.
Yes,
I can do that. Like the same when you came, guys, saying, "Can you make a keyring for the radio?" It was a challenge when I looked at it and said, "Can I make it?" But it took me some days when I was just looking at it and said, "This thing." But when I go for it, I must win it.
You figured it out, man. You got that logo going beautifully, one continuous form, and it looks so cool. And I could see this doing beautifully. Hey, Christmas decorations maybe for the Christmas tree.
Yes,
I think that's going to be a big thing.
Hey? I got them.
So for people now listening, if they haven't yet discovered you, where can we find you operating in Balito, especially now that we're heading into December and summertime? Where are you based normally?
These days I'm based at Mica Hardware.
BBS Mica Lifestyle Center.
Lifestyle Center at the nursery side.
The nursery side.
Yes.
And Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays tend to be your busy days.
Yes.
Hey?
Those days are normally busy.
Okay. And look, if it's the space you've got, obviously, from what I understand, it's a sort of a weather permitting thing. If it's really bucketing with rain on a Tuesday, for example, people might not find you there, but generally Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
and
if the weather's not too crazy, then the rest of the week as well, it's a safe bet to say Caesar the Beat Man is going to be there ready to take a challenge. If you've got something for him to create, or if you want to see what he's already got in stock, come and check out these incredible creations. Amazing gifts for anyone for the festive season. Custom creations made to order from a talented artisan, a man who works with his hands and his eyes, and we'll make sure that he gets it right. Because I'm sure do you have any tough customers that make you keep working at a thing when you create it, and they say, "No, but you need to change a little bit more of that, or a little bit."
Those challenges, I get them more.
Oh, really?
More. But I don't get upset, because it's a challenge, because the customer will be trying to make me something right. So if I did something wrong, if you tell me to twist it a little bit, I'll go for it until I come right. Because what I need for a customer is a wow.
Wow.
If I bring something for a customer, if it doesn't give me a wow, I know that I fail.
Well, listen, it's only wows that I've heard from your work. And you will find Caesar Beads at the Lifestyle Center, at the BBS, Mica Hardware, the nursery section. Just ask anyone at Mica, the Bead Man. I heard him on the radio. They'll tell you. They'll point you right to him. And Caesar, thanks so much, man, for giving us a little bit of your story, and for bringing life and color and vibrance to Balito with the art that you create. And looking forward to seeing lots of business for you over this festive season now, as people come in with their Christmas orders.
Yeah, I hope so.
You heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. And Caesar, I'll see you soon. I'll think of another challenge for you, okay?
No problem. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Great pleasure, man.